One agrees for both of us.
I don't really care.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Sure.
Okay, so this is from a Jewish studies project, and it's about the four sons in Passover. So I'm assuming you know who they are because, yeah, I'm assuming you know who the four sons are.
I know that there are four. I don't remember them exactly, but go ahead.
There's the wicked, the wise, the simple, and the one who does not know how to ask.
Okay.
So I have two questions, and so my first one is, which child did you identify as a kid growing up?
Okay, so tell me the four again.
There's the wise, which is like the know-it-all. There is the simple one who asks the basic questions. There's the wicked one who questions everything and tries to get their opinion in. And like saying, oh, I don't know if that really happened. I think this happened. And then there's the one who does not know how to ask, which is sort of self-explanatory.
I guess I would have been more like the simple one. I knew that there were questions to ask. I just didn't know what the answers were.
So you were more like the simple one.
I think so.
So the wicked one, do you really think that the wicked child was truly evil? Like, because they explain how evil that this wicked child is because they are questioning the Haggadah. Do you think that they are truly evil?
No, I don't think any child is evil. Actually, I sincerely believe that. So no, I don't think he's evil. He just, but not everybody follows the path that everybody else wants him to follow.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I think.
Is that right?
It's a matter of opinion. That there's no right answer to this question.
Right. Which one do you think you were when you were little?
Oh, I still am, but. I think I identify most with the wicked one because I don't really always believe in everything in Judaism. Like, I don't believe that people can just fall into a pit if they don't believe, but like if they think they should be a leader. Like, I don't think that's really gonna happen. I believe in some of it, but I just don't believe in the whole thing. And I put my ideas across, and according to the Haggadah, that's the wicked.
Okay. Okay, questioning is good, you know. Questioning is good. That's how you get answers. Just by questioning. So good for you. So what do you say? You don't believe in the pit?
I don't believe in some of the more extreme things in Judaism, no.
Like, what's an extreme?
Like, I don't believe, you know the story of Korach?
Yeah, Korach was what, when the earth opened up?
Yeah, I don't believe in, like, extreme stories like that.
I see. How about Moses striking the rock and the water came out?
So, I think that is, like, it's one of those, like, movies that's based on true events, but I don't really think that a single human can summon a horde of locusts. I don't really believe in that. I think it was like that there was this person who convinced an Egyptian king to let these slaves go, but I don't think they really had this kind of method. Like, I think they just convinced him and like gave him gold or something instead of like sending a plague of locusts.
It seemed like a pretty good job to send those locusts.
And it's pretty hard to do.
I would think it'd be hard to do. How about at the beginning, didn't Moses and Pharaoh both have staffs that became snakes?
Yeah, I just don't know how that is going to really exist.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
So this is pretty much how I do a sentence design.
Yeah. Those are tall orders. Well, of course, I guess that was the whole point.
Yeah.
People were supposed to
be
all that.
I think it was trying to get a point across that if you bargain hard enough, you will get what you want eventually.
All right, yeah, that's a good lesson. You bet.
So, yeah.
Do you believe that's true?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think that if you, like, give enough good reasoning and evidence, that you should be able to get your point across.
Good. I think that kind of optimism is warranted. I agree. I agree. And you're a good thinker and a good speaker.
Thanks.
So you'll be able to do that.
So
how's it? You're welcome. What else can I do for you?
This is pretty much it.
Okay, sweetie.
Well,
are you going to have a Seder at home?
I don't know. I don't think we really have the stuff for it.
Oh. But, okay. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome, sweetie.
I'll keep in touch. Bye.
I hope so.
Love you.
Love you, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye.